Welcome to my Foot and Friends interview today. I'm here today with my friend, Dr. Laura Catena. Dr. Laura Catena has developed these, the Armor Hand Gloves. These wonderful gloves are for handling animals, animals of any kind, wildlife, as well as dogs, cats, and some of our pets. Now, these gloves are not about an animal who is so upset they're going to bite us. These gloves are more about safe handling of the animal as well as protection for ourselves, because we all know at times an animal may suddenly become startled because of a noise, and especially in our wildlife, it's natural for them to try to possibly flee or turn to bite to escape when just even a noise in the background might happen. Or what do veterinarians primarily take care of? Injured and sick animals. And the injury and the sickness or illness can trigger what's called pain-triggered aggression. In other words, I'm looking in the mouth and everything's fine till I touch that sore tooth, and then they may turn to bite, but I didn't know the tooth was sore or there until I was in the mouth. So I make these gloves nice and fun for the animals. They are never used for forceful care. Correct. And so Dr. Catena, let's find out about you a little bit and let's get on with this interview.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Foot. So with the gloves, and I agree, everything you said is spot on. We never want to use the gloves for excessive force. The tagline of Armor Hand is actually more feels less force. So we really want to keep that in mind. But I did develop the gloves. So early on in my veterinary career, I was bit by a cat on my left-hand thumb. And because of that injury, I had extensive surgery. My joints became septic. The infection spread up my arm to the left side of my neck. And after extensive surgery, I then had 7 months of physical therapy in order to regain the use of my hand. So looking back, I always used to think, well, that injury was potentially career ending, and it was also potentially life ending. The infection was really taking over my body and I was not responding to antibiotics. And so I spent a good amount of time in the hospital, but I really felt like, okay, we need something in our profession that, you know, people will use. So I needed to be flexible, offer superior dexterity. I wanted the gloves to be machine washable because it's so important to, you know, have a machine washable product to decrease the risk of infectious disease transmission when working with animals. Definitely wanted a glove compatible with low stress handling for sure. And so that's really how the idea of Armor Hand came about. And I just think it's so important that we are changing the connotation in veterinary medicine to, when we're wearing gloves in those cases that we need to, that it's something bad. It doesn't mean the pet is bad. It just means that we need to really be proactive about our self-care and our well-being and take that second to put on the gloves and protect ourselves.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you brought up the thought also of self-care.
Yeah.
Because, well, certainly if I do have, say, some kind of underlying illness, I'm going to need to have, we call these safety tools, okay? Safety tools or protected wear. Even there's an official term for it in animal handling called protected contact. If I'm going to touch, I'm going to have protection when I contact. And if I have a physical ailment, it's very easy to think about, oh yeah, take care of yourself. Don't take a risk of getting an infection. Yet part of the self-care that is also really important in my journal article, the Bite Near Bite Job Stress Survey in Veterinary Professionals, revealed a lot of PTSD, real chronic daily anxiety and fear about when we have anxious and aggressive pets coming in for care. And we may not know that they're in this situation until they actually show up because they're a new client. Or secondly, maybe we've had some past history and we've tried some things like meds, et cetera, but for whatever reasons, the animal is not at a totally calm state. Mm-hmm. And that thought of like, okay, now I've got to take care. I've got to try to hold this big, large breed dog or this cat. And then our own, we're getting nervous, et cetera. And the thought of like, if I take the gloves out, people will think I'm saying their animal's a bad animal. So I'm not going to use the gloves. But then no, you're not taking care of yourself. You're not giving yourself the protection that you need. Or just tough it up and deal with it, right? Like
right,
bake it yeah. on it. And that's not good either.
I agree. And I think that before, in, like historically in practice, when we had these welder gloves, and
yeah,
we're not welders,
yeah.
when we had these bulky, dirty leather gloves, you know, you would be trying to properly restrain somebody's pet. And it looked terrible. And it was terrible because you didn't have the dexterity that you needed. And so what I've noticed in practice is, because I truly do believe like that my anxiety can affect my patient as well as the owner's anxiety. And so more often than not, what I've noticed is that when I do put on the gloves and I explain, you know, this doesn't mean your pet is bad, but you know, they may be sensitive when I palpate their tummy. They've been vomiting and had diarrhea for the past 2 days. And so mm-hmm. I need to do this as part of the exam. And, I also need to protect myself. I noticed that the owner's anxiety decreases
yes.
and they want me to be protected. Sometimes yes. they are afraid that their pet may be reactive. And so I really feel like with all of us more calm in the room and the pet being handled safely and properly with low stress technique, I just feel like it really is a win-win for everybody. And we're able to do more in the exam room. It's more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It's a positive experience for everybody there, including the pet owner.
Yeah. Right. Well, there is actually a term in human psychology. It's called emotional contagion. So
yeah.
emotional contagion is when I'm bright and happy, you're suddenly right. feeling a little bit up, no matter what's going on around you. If I
right.
come out, oh, life is horrible, it stinks, Laura. You know,
yeah.
you know, you come down, right? You emotionally pick up on my emotion, and animals
absolutely.
Do the same. You know,
yes.
how many times have we said, I'm stepping out of the room for a minute because the owner's really nervous right. and the owner steps out. Now the animal calms down.
100%.
Because we remove the owner. So you're right. When
yes.
we put on the gloves, we now may feel less anxious because we know we have some level of protection. And
right.
I myself witnessed that with one of my clients where she has a large cat that
uh-huh.
is diabetic. We need to regularly like do blood work on him, etc. And
sure.
I'd recently gotten the gloves from you. And so when the cat was coming in for an examination, and we never used other gloves for him, we would towel him and we were safe. But it was just
sure.
like this, well, she says, you know, very in a nervous way, well, you know, could you look in his mouth for A and B? And I said, hang on a second, let me just put these gloves on to do that. You know, I'm just like,
yes.
well, I can use them. And I could just see this woman's body relax.
I believe it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And her cat was more relaxed. The mouth
right.
exam went fine. And
that's so wonderful.
And
yes.
I just thought to myself, you know what? I was confident that I would have still been able to examine the mouth without triggering up to bite. But
right.
these little beauties, that helped so much in that room and helped that client. And then the client listened
yes.
to me better because she was relaxed. You know what I mean? She
I agree.
I thought, I'll
yes.
wear gloves all the time around her.
Right. It really does make a difference. Mm-hmm. And with owners on that same, you know, it's what I also, when we do recommend, so for her, for example, having to administer insulin injections at home, and there are a lot of pet owners that are immunocompromised. Maybe
yes.
they are going through chemotherapy, maybe they're elderly. And so it's like in practice, we're giving these instructions. Well, you know, apply this ear medication, put in this or eye medication, give your pet insulin injections. And it's easy for us to kind of just say what we need done, but the owner might be very anxious at home to do those procedures. You know,
right.
a bite or scratch could be potentially lethal. And so I've noticed a lot of owners using the gloves at home, and that increases compliance for everyone. And it's, again, it's a like just a very helpful product in that regard.
Yeah, yeah no, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
And in my behavior consults that I do quite often, mm-hmm. You know, I'm asking about, okay, not only the medication, but how are you getting the medication in this animal? And
right.
you know, ear medication in the dog. Well, you know, and they pick up the bottle, and the dog runs behind the couch,
right.
and then they're trying to get the dog, and the dog is head flipping, and a head flip is a bite attempt. It's like, whoa, we're going to change up the handling, but at the same time then, let's be safe because he has a painful ear, right?
Right.
And so, or a cat for the same reason. That let's use the gloves to keep you safe until this physical problem is better, where he's less
yes.
painful, he's less triggered up.
I agree.
So there are a lot of people at home who are either not, you know, not complying, but it's not because they don't want to.
Right.
It's because it's difficult for them, and they're all saying, "I can't take a chance on getting bitten, and I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to use.
Right.
So this is another product that we can recommend to our client. We can give them a link on how to buy it. And you know, one pair of gloves, say most of our clients who have, say, a pet cat have more than one.
Sure.
And they're going to have pets through the majority of their life. So even if they're already 50, when they get whatever, some kind of diagnosis or need to self-protect, those gloves are going to last them probably another 20 years, you know? So the cost of the gloves divided by 20 years over two or three pets, it's well worth the money spent.
I agree. I think it's
well worth the money spent.
Yeah. It's a good investment. And I mean, I always remember that when I was bit, so that was back in 2009. And so I was young, you know, I had no underlying health conditions, and even that injury really overtook my body. So my health actually has never been the same since then. I am considered immunocompromised because I was not responding to the antibiotics. And so my white blood cell count had never, you know, increased to a normal amount. So I tend to get sick easier than other people and things like that I have to be more careful with. But I figure if I had been immunocompromised when I was injured, I may not be alive today because I don't think I would have survived that. So
exactly.
Injuries are, it's so serious, you know?
Right. I know. I remember too, when injuries and also just sometimes even a temporary health situation, for example, we had your gloves at the cattle dog publishing booth at the Midwest Veterinary Conference, one or two, you know, two of the years that we were, you know, had the conferences, kind of just a collaborative way of promoting your gloves, because we've got the video of me showing how to do the low stress handling, et cetera, wearing the gloves. We can combine safety and low stress. And at the booth, you weren't there, but anyway, a veterinarian came by and she was looking at the gloves and she was talking to Debbie, you know, the assistant at the booth. And, you know, Debbie gave her your like link and how to order them. And the woman was trying them on. And the woman said, well, I have one of my certified veterinary technician who is diabetic is now pregnant.
Oh, yes.
And she says, I do not want her to even come close to any kind of injury. I just really, she's a great woman. I just don't want anything at all to put her health at risk any more than I want to control as much as we can. And I was like, these would be great because it gives her flexibility. And even with the gauntlets too, even a scratch, just an accidental scratch, it's limited, it's less. And and you make them nice to wear, right? She wears these all day long.
Right.
Because we brought the gloves up. No, it's these are my veterinary evening gloves. This is what I wear.
Exactly. And I love that. I love that. And it's true, because even with, you know, happy labs that come in and we have to trim their nails and they're happy and they're excited, but I've been scratched all the way up my forearm. So I think it's not just for like the anxious or fearful pets, but there's instances where we're still getting injured and the pet is
just exuberant. It's just a stray claw, or they went to get the treat and then they snagged your hand.
These things happen all the time.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the story of how you thought of the gloves, and then like the kind of the timeline of how you thought of them, and then how you started making them, and then really getting them to be sold, and kind of where you were and where you are now.
Let's hear the story, absolutely.
Dr. Tana.
After my injury, so I just kept thinking, why wasn't I protected? Like, why wasn't I wearing gloves? And what I realized was, in veterinary practice back then, because we only had the bulky gloves, I felt like nobody was really wearing them, because when you would put them on, you try to restrain a patient, they would slip through your hands, they'd hide underneath the chair, and that would increase stress for the patient, yourself, the client, you know, things were delayed. It was very difficult to be protected and do what you needed to do with any, you know, with that type of gloves. And so, you know, my whole thought was, I knew what I needed in the product, needed something that we could clean and disinfect, needed something that people would wear that was actually like, had flexibility and dexterity.
Right.
It was important to have them sized. I definitely did not want another, you know, bulky product.
Yeah.
And the materials are the strongest of the stretch materials on the planet. So they're not even commonly used in gloves, like one of the materials is used in the lining of tires. It's called
stretch cordura. So which part of the glove has a tire lining on it?
So the gray stretch cordura. So if you turn over to the front, yep. So the gray is all the stretch cordura.
So this is the tire material stuff?
Yep, that's the tire. And that is the strongest of the stretch material on the planet.
So this is protecting the top side of my knuckles, which is really important because boy, yes. When scratch or bite happens, it's usually like here,
yeah,
or here. Sorry, here.
And reinforced.
This is the worst.
Yes, and that's where I was injured. So that is reinforced, and the tips of the
I see, because you've got the layer of the gray.
Yeah,
and then we have the layer of the black. What's the black?
So the black is a rubber material, but underneath the entire top of the hand and bottom of the hand is two layers of DuPont knit Kevlar. So the entire hand has the Kevlar, and then the stretch cordura, they're reinforced rubber areas, and then the neoprene is over the knuckles. Yeah.
So underneath,
yes,
the yellow part is where
that's
the Kevlar is?
Kevlar, yeah, and two layers of that.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So wow, when you think about it, it's a five layers. So you have five layer protection over the most important, and boy, you know, if my husband accidentally cut, he was cleaning the glass thing in the blender.
Thing,
and somehow it slipped out of his hand, and when it broke, it sliced like that right across.
Right there.
So I know. He came up to me at like, can you stitch this? Like, let's bandage it. I don't think so.
Right.
God bless Indiana hand surgeons.
Oh my gosh.
He drove over there based on the recommendation from a friend who was a nurse who injured her hand on a table saw she didn't have blade on.
Jeez.
Anyway, and she said, go there and nowhere else. And they stitched back because he had cut through the tendon. He had cut through the skin. He cut through all the muscle.
Yeah.
And they not only stitched it all back together, he had daily hand therapy.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about these thumb right here and right here in the thumb.
Yep.
It's very serious because if you do not get not only the healing, but then get your range of motion,
yes,
you're just a paw. You can't do anything with your hand. So this is really wonderful doing this interview. This is so
fun. This is so nice. So,
and also to have five layers and I can still do all this with my phone.
Right. You can, I mean, I can administer vaccines with them, you know, and the second style has the first three open fingertips. So you can, if there's really something fine motor control you need to do, you can do it with that.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, Dr. Foote.
This little part has been cut out. Sorry, folks, I only have one pair. So that way, like you want to feel a vein or feel a pulse, you can still do that.
Yes, I agree. But that area that you pointed out, that's where I was bit. So I have early onset arthritis and I can move it, but it's very stiff. But and that I can't recall the percentage of injuries in veterinary medicine that occur in this area, but it's high. It's like
Over it's high on the hands.
You know, it might even be like 70%, but it's a high risk injury. So all of the high risk injury areas on the hand are reinforced with Armor Hand.
Okay. So what's this knuckle material?
So that's neoprene and it's very flexible. So that really gives you a good amount of that dexterity. But then again, still underneath all of that is the two layers of the DuPont knit Kevlar.
Oh, good.
So the entire hand is protected with the Kevlar. Yeah.
Awesome. I like that. No, it's good to know the technicality, you know, the detail of how this glove is crafted.
Right.
And with so much thoughtfulness to how you're going to have to use your hands, protection, risk, like what is the bite risk? You know, if you're going to get injured, where are you going to get injured? So let's have a protection be right. And then now then that's where I come in is like, okay, so I'm all suited up. Now how do I make it fun to meet me? Because I am the Empress of Evil when I walk in the room. I'm the wicked woman in white. And I would say that to clients because I'm the one who's going to start feeling this rupture.
Right.
I'm the one who's administering the rabies vaccination that maybe it stings a bit, which is why then I'm the one who gives the best rewards. And when I show up, all the good stuff comes out to help dilute that experience. And, you know, we have the setting be the best because I cannot stop that.
Right. Sure.
I cannot eliminate that. We use topical anesthetics. So we reduce all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm doing that, standing in my white coat, instead of hating me in the white coat, they actually still pretty much like me. They may not like me in that little moment when I'm going to give the injection, But they're not going to rise up to aggression.
They're
maybe going to cower a little or turn away. And then right after it, it's like, roar. Okay, now I like you, Dr. Foot.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. And if in that moment I'm also suited up with my gloves, it just becomes a part of the ensemble.
Yes.
And nothing else. And that's exactly how it needs to be for our sake and our patient's sake.
Yes.
Because we've worked hard and we've been, I feel, very successful in changing the meaning of the muzzle for the dog.
Yeah.
Right. To work, but it's important. Why? Because God gave them teeth and they're not just for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's also what these gloves are about. And so by teaching people how we're going to put, you know, yummy food in the muzzle and have the dog like wearing the muzzle before we've even touched them and done anything to stress them. So the muzzle now is not an additive factor to the stress. We do the same with gloves and companion animal practice. Now, if you're in wildlife practice, companion animal practice and shelter care, I mean, I also say shelter care because most animals are already, you know, pets. And even for our feral animals, we got to be protected. And in wildlife, we may not be able to do a whole lot of pre, you know, whatever you want to say, conditioning for this, but this gives the wild people who handle wildlife, again, a lot of good protection, good dexterity, and the technical way that these are made also addresses their needs as well. So
absolutely.
Thank you for the guided tour of the gloves.
Oh, you're so welcome. You display them so perfectly.
And I also, I guess my last little bit of why I find this interesting is because I sew.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love to sew. I make a lot of my own clothing. And last year in
that's
the whole pandemic, I made 1,000 masks.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
So I know. I understand like fabric and construction and seaming. And so to have 5 layers of fabric that can do this, that's a lot of use and good selection of product and good craftsmanship.
Right. And they're all hand sewn. There's like 30 parts that make up each glove. And it's all hand sewn. So it's it's a higher end product. And so the price point is a little bit more than like a cheaper pair of gloves, but the materials are superior. They perform perfectly. You know, the fit is exceptional. So it's definitely a needed investment.
And when you say, you know, it's a quality made product.
Yes.
And I got these gloves through you.
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, maybe 2000.
Yeah, it was quite a few.
2017, because it was the first year when I started working for Cattle Dog Publishing in the Midwest. And you asked if I could possibly have the gloves at your booth. And I said, send me a pair of gloves, because I had never heard of your gloves before.
Right, sorry. I remember this.
And I said, send me your gloves, and I'm going to try out doing the low stress handling holds and things. And if we can do them well with your gloves, because I was used to most of these gloves being bulky and difficult to use.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I can do these well and correctly, then yes, I'll have them at the booth. And sure enough, we took those videos and like, we can do these.
I remember that. Yeah.
And so these are the gloves, folks. These are the gloves that Dr. Katana sent to Okaw Veterinary Clinic in 2017.
Yeah.
Now, again, we are one of the first low stress handling clinics certified in the country. So the majority of our patients are already pretty good about coming in. But don't forget, we always saw new clients, new patients, people coming to us because their animals are difficult at the veterinarian.
Sure.
So therefore, we use the gloves. And with Dr. Kyla Coons, who now owns Okaw Veterinary Clinic, she uses them a little bit more because she feels more comfortable. And again, there are some health concerns with herself and some of the staff that she wants to be very protected from. So these gloves have been in pretty regular use and they look brand new.
Yeah, they hold up so well.
They are durable and they're well made. They're not going to fray. They're not fraying at the seams. There's nothing, you know, getting stuck on them. And they have been washed.
Yes.
The staff regularly washes them to make sure that they're clean and they're sanitary. So you can see they're holding up to hand washing, because that's what I would do. I would just say, okay, guys, just put the soap on your hands, throw away, hang them up to dry. But all the same, they're durable and they're holding up well. So
they look good.
They look good. Yes. let me see. I had a couple of other things I wanted to write down about here. So you the fabric, blah blah blah. So how do you do this? How do you not only figure out who helped you on figuring out these 5 layers of fabric and what toys to put them in and who sewed the first pair? And you know what I mean? Like, this is crazy to know the story, the backstory.
So it was a little crazy. Like, I met a really an excellent factor. I still work with them. And, you know, because I would call all of the different glove manufacturers and I'm like, I'm a veterinarian and we need gloves in our profession. And a lot of people just weren't interested in adding to their lineup or, you know, developing a new product. Well, I met this one contact from the factory that I still work with. And so I described to him what we needed and I had researched different materials. And so I had a really good idea of exactly what I wanted. And what we did over the period, it was like a good year. He would send me out a prototype. I try them out in practice, send them back with comments. Can we reinforce this? Can we do that? You know, so I probably had at least 30 prototypes of Armor Hand and I had a huge pile.
You have a museum of gloves.
That's where it should go. Just this enormous mound. And I remember my boys were always like, what's that? And I'm like, that's the Armor Hand, you know, prototype. But I think, you know, this final version, it was tested, you know, I tested myself. There were other veterinarians in Pittsburgh. I took, you know, the gloves too. And everybody gave such positive feedback on the product. And so I felt like it really accomplished every goal that I had with the glove. And it took a while. I mean, we went back and forth so many times. There's probably hundreds of emails between myself and my factory, but I feel like this final product is, it's exactly where I wanted it to be. And, you know, I think it's working really well. We get a ton of good feedback on it. So I'm just happy that it's really helping to kind of change how we can care for animals and also to really protect ourselves. It's so necessary in our profession to, you know, take that minute of self-care, put on the gloves. I mean, you're going to save yourself trauma from the injury, expense on the medical costs of getting injured at work, and off work. So it's just so worth it, you know, to have that investment in your practice.
I agree. And I also think that, as we talked about, removing the stigma of the gloves themselves, gloves come out and I got a bad animal. No.
Right.
This is just about preventing an injury to ourselves. In the event there's something we can't predict, we're still going to keep it low stress. This is simply about self, is this self-protective gear? And that to use self-protective gear is not any kind of indication that I am not good enough at what I do.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
I am not noble to take the injury.
Right.
I am worth having protection. So again, we go back to the self-care thing.
Yes.
It's not only like, okay, you put on protection, so you took care of yourself. That is a part of it, a big part of it. But the other part of it is to say that I care about myself.
Yes.
And I also understand that I can't control everything.
Right.
And that these gloves are no judgment as this animal being a bad animal or that I am not good enough at what I do. If anything, it shows I am really good at what I do to know when I need to wear some protection or I should, that that's a smart thing. Just like I'm a wise person to make sure I put my safety belt on, even if I'm just driving 3 blocks away from my home, because most accidents happen close to your home.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think that as we talk a bit about, and this is a big topic in veterinary medicine, and
it is.
Not only like, gee, we have problems with self-care and mental health. No, like, well, what are solutions?
Right.
What are ways that we can help to protect our self-care?
We have to be proactive. We have to, you know, and I think that, you know, and, you know, just to go back with like the client, the pet is not bad, but there's even, we have exam room and waiting room flyers saying, if we need to use Arm or Hand, and it describes why and the compassion of the product, these are compassionate gloves. But I think just even, you know, with the self-care, we're so good at caring for others. You know, we care for our patients and our clients, our friends and our family. And I think as a profession, we really have to make ourselves a priority. We have to be the priority. We're going to be better caregivers to everybody else that we care so deeply about if we can make our well-being a priority. And I think that as a whole, we really need to be proactive about that. We need it desperately in our profession. Yes. And so this is just a small, you know, a small step, but it's absolutely needed.
Absolutely. And as you were saying that, I was just thinking back to that veterinarian who bought the gloves to make sure she had that added protection for the pregnant diabetic veterinarian.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wish I was a fly on the wall to see when she gave those to that technician. Yeah. The technician might have been thought, well, you know, I do my job fine. It's like, honey, right. It isn't about that. Right. It's because I care about you. Exactly. And I care about your baby. And this right. is that added item to make sure you're also caring about yes. you and your baby just in case. It's no judgment. It's right. a safety thing that we're, because we care about you. It's about
because we care. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. So how can people buy these?
Sure. So thank you. So you can purchase directly on the website. So it's armoryhandglove.com. Okay. And then there's a Facebook page as well. And we just started an Instagram at armoryhandglove, but customers can purchase directly from the website now. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And about how long, because these days everything is so slow to get to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of manufacturing issues and things like that. So if I needed to buy a new set of gloves or a friend of mine, I'm doing speaking now, sure. stress handling and aggressive and anxious animal handling. If somebody wanted to buy these gloves and they put an order in tomorrow, about how long before they might really be at their home?
It'll take about 3 to 5 days, three to five business days. So it's fast. We ship out fast. We either ship out that day the order is placed or the next day. Orders to Canada. So we just started being able to ship to Canada. That will take longer. It's usually, I tell customers, usually about 2 weeks. It takes normally closer to 10 days for Canada orders, but 3 to 5 business days in the US.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. That's really good. That's a good response, you know, time to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this has been really a lot of fun.
Amazing. Thank you, Dr. Foote.
I look forward to seeing you in person.
I know.
Spring, and we were just talking about the Midwest Veterinary Conference and some fun booth ideas to maybe do together or side by side. We could coordinate that.
I would love that.
yeah. So everybody out there, thank you so much for attending, and we look forward to seeing you again. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.